some tablets leave a little space where a zero would be. So there was clearly a recognition that something was missing, no pun intended. But once the concept of zero was developed, mathematicians avoided using it in the final position. And we're not exactly sure why, but that too would cause problems in determining an exact number. Most of our evidence for math comes from word problems, probably because the texts were used in scribal schools. Another aspect of Mesopotamian science was astronomy, and this is the field in which the most precise evidence was collected. Kings and priests were especially interested in this science because it would allow them to predict the future or interpret omens. And this aspect of astronomy connects the science directly with the practice of divination. Divination was one of the most important scientific disciplines developed in Mesopotamia, and the one that would have been the most valuable because it would help make sense of the world. We've seen already in medicine that there is an intertwining of magic and science. So it is not surprising that in the field of astronomy, there would also be a similar connection between the two issues. Divination was the way that the gods communicated the destiny of individuals. It required a belief that the natural world had the potential to reveal future events, and a diviner had to master many different skills in order to interpret a specific sign that was present in the environment that surrounded him. I'll give a couple of examples. Animal entrails, especially livers, could be studied and interpreted to help predict the future. This practice occurred in other ancient cultures as well. The liver is the largest organ, so it was seen to be the most important and to have the most potential for revealing future events. Diviners also had to master different techniques, such as what it meant when oil was poured over water and how that oil spread in a specific pattern could give some insight into what you should do the next week or the next day. Diviners also looked at how smoke rose from incense, so this same idea of exploring a pattern, and that would reveal a meaning that could help you solve whatever question you were consulting the diviner about. Numerous observations of animal behavior, such as how animals behaved when they approached the gates of a city or an altar of a temple. And you can imagine if an animal was going to an altar of a temple, it was not going to be a happy outcome. So they might be a little agitated, and that was always seen as a bad sign because an animal should go willingly to sacrifice. These behaviors of animals were observed, as were any reports of animals that had unusual markings. The birth of a cow with a specific marking would be reported to official diviners because this could portend the future as well. Specific purification rituals could weaken or even prevent a bad outcome from an omen that was discovered. So by looking at omens, diviners could try and change the future. And this is an important element of divination that isn't emphasized enough, I think, because it seems as if all of these lists of omens and their meanings are always bad. But the idea was to look at the future and try and stave off the bad event and instead replace it with a much more positive event. We are best informed about divination through celestial observations. The Babylonian astronomical diaries are records of observations that astronomers in Babylon undertook from the Esagila, the temple of Marduk. These diviners would monitor and note any event that occurred either night or day in the sky. They would also note other environmental observations, changes in the weather, or the depth of the river would be noted down in these diaries as well.